trees are starting or exhibiting some color, and that doesn't happen every year.
Brown.
Yes,
their color
typically brown. It looks like a bunch of paper bags hanging up there.
Yep.
But anyway, so it's a really good color, and the weather right now, it's been relatively mild, and the ground moisture is pretty good down deep.
Down deep.
Pretty good.
But you just got through telling me you need a rain.
I know, because the newly planted stuff is kind of dry. Your pansies and things are, and your flowers, people don't water them when it's cold, and they suffer.
So if you wanted to start transplanting stuff, is now the time, or should we wait till we get another?
Now is the time. Your rhizomatous perennials, such as iris.
Trees.
Transplant trees? Yeah. Actually, I did one this last week.
You did?
Transplanted a tree for somebody, yeah. So, yeah, we've had a hard freeze, so you can do it now.
It can be done.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know where you get a pretty good deal on a Digging Dutchman tree digger thing if you want to move some around your place.
A Digging Dutchman? What's a Digging Dutchman?
Those big tree spades.
The spades.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, now's the time to start doing that. In fact, we're starting to get some big trees in at the nursery, too, in light of that.
Big trees?
Oh, 3-inch, some pretty good-sized trees.
Oh. Saplings.
That's a big tree, yeah. They come with a free rake.
Okay.
And free birds come with them, too. Yes.
Free birds?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
No, not really. But anyway. If you want a large tree, now's the time to get your orders in, because they're pulling them up out of the ground at various tree farms all the way from, golly, Oklahoma to Tennessee to north and south. They're starting to pull them up out of the ground right now.
Just pull them out.
So availability is beginning to get pretty good. So so you need some more trees.
Particularly if you have a special request for something maybe that isn't stocked normally, why that now's the time to get your reservation.
Exactly.
In.
And some good news, are coming out with a new, completely male Chinese pistache.
Okay.
So why do we want a completely male?
Well, a male one together, yeah. Because the females have the berries on them. And the color isn't as good on the females as it is on the males. And they've able to clone this particular variety and come up with a really favorable tree as far as shape of the tree is concerned, growth rate is concerned. It doesn't grow so fast that it falls apart, but it does grow rather nicely, and the fall color is good on it too. So a lot of attributes to this particular tree, and as time goes on, the stocks and inventories will build up. We can get some big trees, but they're very expensive right now at this point. We're going to be getting some 5-gallon of this particular Chinese pistache. We got a caller.
We do have a caller, and we'll say good morning. You're up on Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass. What can we do for you today?
I have a lost chocolate lab in Dewey.
Okay. Tell you what, I'll get somebody down the hall to take the call on this lost dog, and we'll get back to Green Country Gardener. I'm going to put you on hold, sir, and we'll get somebody to take the call down the hall. Kevin?
Kevin.
It's cool if it's a male or female dog that need the tree.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Need the tree.
Yes. Yes. But anyway, so that's something kind of new coming up in the realm of trees.
Yep.
Is a new pistache, and the dense growth habit on it makes it a very favorable plant. We got to call it.
We do. Good morning. You're on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Chuck told me to put some bone meal around my lilac bush that hadn't bloomed for the last couple of years.
Yes.
How much should I put on, and should I put it on some other plants also?
Yeah, if it's a blooming plant that blooms, the crepe myrtles benefit from it also. Any blooming plant in the spring will benefit from the bone meal.
Spring bulbs particularly, I think.
Spring bulbs, too, would benefit also. As far as quantity is concerned, it really, usually the bag will have a label on it that will give you a recommended dosage on there. But
you're not going to follow directions?
Well, yes, actually you do.
But they need to put a bigger picture on there. So, you know, like if one cup, you know, you put a picture of a, never mind, I'm not going there.
They need to put a picture of a steam, for Kevin, they need a picture of a steam shovel.
Okay.
But anyway, you can put probably about as much as you really want on it. I don't think it'll hurt it.
I think you'd have to work hard to put too much on.
Yeah.
It won't burn it up or nothing.
Oh, no. It's an organic form of phosphorus, and it's only available, and that's why we have to put it on now, because it's only available after it's decomposed somewhat, biological decomposition. So it's locked up in the bones, or in the bone meal, but the fungus and bacteria break it down, and that's when it becomes available. So it's very safe.
Well,
it's very safe. You really can't. I would say the instructions on the bag will be a minimum application.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the call. 800-749-5936, a number to call for Green Country Gardener. Yeah, I think on bone meal, and obviously I'm the radio guy, I'm not the gardener, but I would think you'd have to work hard to really put too much on.
Another very important thing to do on the bone meal is to distribute it out away from the plant. The plant really doesn't absorb it very much close to the main trunk. You have to go out where the feeder roots are for it to be very effective.
Okay.
So that's at what we would call the drip line.
So like for the gentleman mentioned his peonies on that one, so he'd go out on what would be the drip line on those peonies.
On your peonies, you'd want to make an area probably about the size of a bushel basket in an application area about that big around and work it into the soil.
Okay. For the bulbs, maybe not so much, but...
Yeah, the bulbs typically you put it in the hole, because it won't burn them.
Okay. Good morning, caller. You're on with Larry Glass. What can we do for you today?
Yes, sir. I have an aluminum greenhouse, so I've got treated lumber at the bottom, and I've been thinking about taking that out and putting cedar down there.
Right.
Because, you know, it's better than it used to be on that treated wood, but I still think it's kind of bad to grow stuff around that stuff. Should I take it out, in your opinion, or should I maybe change some of the dirt that's been in there for years, too?
There are several treatments they use on the treated wood, and if you know what the treatment was on the treated wood, then you can probably make a decision on that. But if you're building a base, you might even consider putting a concrete footing around for ground contact, or then use cedar, because cedar will decompose eventually. And you will have problems with the termites too, eventually. I know I had termites in my cedar fence at one time too. So,
put concrete for the kind of in the bottom of it, the foundation just holding it up. You know?
Exactly. Huh? A footing. Does your greenhouse have wooden or a metal post in the ground holding it up?
It's got a metal going around the bottom of it. Then I got the treated 4x4s underneath the metal.
Okay. You know? Yeah. So, probably the best material you can use would be concrete.
And then the ground inside. I mean, after would it going to keep that that's runoff from the treated wood into that soil? Should I change it out? Or I know that's kind of a dumb question, but
no. Typically, in a greenhouse, you want a situation that is as clean as possible, and the soil typically is removed. And then a vapor barrier put in, or you can use a weed mat material, a filter cloth, and put gravel in it, and try to keep that fairly clean. And that makes an uninviting environment for ants and fungus and whatnot. So,
well, I appreciate it. You're going to cause me a lot of work, but I'll forgive you.
Those are some rules we follow when we built our greenhouses. We had aluminum extrusions on the base, and we have an inflatable wall. And we put dug out the dirt and put in the screens and packed that and put some gravel in it. And it makes a very good base for a greenhouse.
Okay. I just don't like that treated lumber in there. So that's what I'll do. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, and particularly since he right now has no choice on the lumber that's already in the ground, I can see where you're talking about as far as the gravel and that sort of thing. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A good, fairly loose gravel. You walk in our greenhouse, some places it's been there 30 years, where the gravel has worn down a little bit, you can see the sub-base, the compacted base down below it.
So the gentleman may not like this. Is there a recommended depth on the gravel that you would?
4 inches or so, would be the most. And then you'd want to dig down. The main reason for doing that is fungus problems, and you get a lot of weeds if you have just soil as a base. Ultimately, concrete would be a good base. But then you still get problems with water buildup and mold and whatnot.
Where with the gravel, you're getting some percolation.
It percolates into the ground and goes on through. Now, if we were building a commercial greenhouse now, we would have to put a drain system in it and treat the water that comes underneath it out. The EPA mandates on that now.
So. Wow.
But it wasn't like that in the 80s. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's an interesting thing about greenhouse. We put a new roof on ours recently, too.
Oh, okay.
The double-walled roof is just a little fan about the size of a hairdryer. Blows up that 100-foot 3,000 square foot of space in there, mm-hmm. with a space, an airspace of about 9 inches or so in between, a dead airspace. And it's very good insulation.
Okay.
And you about heat the thing with a candle, just about.
that's what you like with greenhouses.
Yeah. 800-749-5936,
the telephone number to get you on the air for Green Country Gardener. We will continue in just a moment.
Talking with Brent at United Rentals. You've also got generators?
Yep, generators for bad weather.
And chainsaws and pruner chainsaws as well, for you to be able to get up high if you don't want to go up in the cherry picker, but you still have some branches you want to trim.
Yep, we've got a long pruning saw. It's 14 foot. We've also got chainsaws if you need to trim some trees around your place. 3801 Southeast Nevada Road, 918-333-9580.
Fall is for planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has great selection of pansies, violas, and ornamental kale. Fall is also the time to sow fescue seed, and Green Thumb has 5-star fescue blend in stock. Check out their great selection of new trees and shrubs for fall planting. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nevada Road and check out Pardoso's largest selection of quality plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses opens 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5, Sunday.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
We're just talking with customers finishing up washing a truck at the Gusher Car Wash. Why'd you come out today?
I came out to wash my new truck that I just bought so we can go out of town and have a good time.
And I noticed you took extra special care vacuuming out, even though it's a new truck.
Yes, sir. I just made sure that we did the right thing and cleaned up the truck so we can go out of town.
Okay. Do you come back on a regular basis? Or are you a regular customer, you'd say?
Yes, sir. I like coming here, and they do the best service here, and they take care of you all the time.
Go to the Gusher today. The Gusher Car Wash on US 75 South in Bartlesville. The telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener, listener-driven radio during the hour. We prefer your phone calls to whatever topic Larry and I are talking about. If we're talking about grass and you want to talk about Nandinas or whatever, give us a call, 800-749-5936. And call coming in now, we'll say good morning. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
I'm sorry. I'll wait.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. Anyway, you mentioned Nandinas. Good plants.
Thank you.
A lot of people say, oh, I don't want Nandinas. They spread all over the place. Yuck. No, not the new ones don't.
Yeah.
They're very good plants, very well behaved.
Okay.
So you might consider looking at some in situations where the environment might be a little challenging, or space might be a little.
Well,
a
they've got more than just the full size, too.
Yeah, or you're tired of fighting the bugs.
Yeah.
This would be a good one to put in the in your landscape. And right now, as winter approaches, they start to really put on
What were talking about 3 or 4 weeks ago? The firepower or fire?
Yeah, firepower dwarf Nandina.
Yeah.
There are other varieties of dwarf Nandinas, but firepower is the most popular one, probably for the name.
Sure.
Kind of like Bradford pears were, you remember. But anyway, this has been around a long, long time. It's proven itself over time, being a valuable asset in the garden, especially in the wintertime, because it does exhibit a great deal of red color for an extended period of time in the winter. So it's a consideration in the landscape, when you're doing your landscape design, to sprinkle a few of these here and there, just to give you some winter interest.
Always nice to get
something. They don't ask for much. If they get too big, you just cut them down. People say, oh, these Nandinas are ugly. What do? And I said, go down here and grab it and snap it.
Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah. So I'll do it for somebody. I'll take one of them, and I cut it off, and it makes it smaller, not as leggy. Mm-hmm. And right away, it looks 100% better, just cutting off the extraneous upper growth. They need a little bit of preening now and then. You know, after 10 years of them being in the ground, they need a little work.
Right.
Like all of us. I mean, if you sat out there for 10 years, in the rain and the cold and the heat and the drought,
among other things.
You would need a little training too. Yeah. So this plant is a very well behaved plant and it's very resilient.
Okay.
And very insect resistant. The only problem it has is just a slight touch of Entomosporium, which is a leaf fungus, mm-hmm. but it's very, very minor.
Okay.
And on the whole plant, you'll probably get 10 leaves that might have it on it, so it's not that big an issue.
All right.
But yeah, good plants. Glad you brought them up.
Well, thank you.
Okay, right now we talked about digging up your bulbs and things. Mm-hmm. Elephant ears, need to get those up out of the ground pretty soon.
Okay.
I have some at my house, and they're very well shielded with a variegated privet and some cherry laurels in the back to give, you know, privacy plants.
Yeah.
And they're underneath those, and they've stayed very well, except the ones that got hit by lightning.
But anyway, yeah.
They've managed to stay inflated all this time, and they look rather nice. So if they're not frozen and they're not damaged or ugly looking, go ahead and leave them as they are until we do have a good freeze.
Okay.
So, and if you do want to leave them in the ground, you want to pack some soil around them and some mulch on top of that, similar to what you do to your roses, your old hybrid tea roses with the graft on them. You want to pack some soil around them and preserve that graft on your roses. It's mm-hmm. kind of a similar thing to the elephant ears, because it's going to get cold. And if it gets cold down to the point where the top of the bulb is frozen, then mm-hmm. it's going to have to go through a lot of work to bring out a side shoot to come up to replace that. But they're not suited for freezing weather.
And, you know, something we haven't really talked about as we approach the cold weather season, making sure you're covering the graft on grafted roses and that sort of thing.
Precisely. Right? Yeah. So elephant ears, it's your call if you want to leave them in the ground. Personally, I'd if you have a bunch of them, I'd take at least half of them out.
Okay. Good morning, caller. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
I'm sorry, I have the wrong number.
Well, that's okay. Well, thanks for calling anyway.
I'm listening to you on the radio, but I accidentally called you, so pardon me.
Well, I'm glad you're listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Always nice to hear from our listeners.
Right. A lot of people like around their swimming pools, they like to have banana trees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to winter those in also, except if you got the kind that are very cold hardy. In the past, we've sold some. I think we had some last year that are hardy down to 10 below zero.
Wow.
So so they're really kind of a cross maybe between a banana and a canna or something like that. So
okay. A cross between a banana and a canna.
Well, bananas and cannas are related.
Yeah, that kind of thinking of the leaf structure, that makes sense. But yeah.
Almost related by word, really. Can of banana. That sounds like some movie or something. But anyway, yeah.
some drink with an umbrella in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Also, plant trees and shrubs real good right now. We've got a bunch of them to plant this weekend in people's yards.
Mm-hmm.
Add compost to the soil and dig a hole, and typically a bowl-shaped hole, especially if it's the soil is heavy. A vertical hole, this is not really very good. You want to dig it. Imagine a big cereal bowl in the ground, and you're sculpting that with the soil, and that's with a tapered edge rather than a vertical edge.
Let's say, as opposed to vertical sides on a square hole.
Yeah. So you want to have it tapered up. The reason why you do that is that you have looser soil in that area, more surface area to volume ratio on a hemisphere than you do on a cylinder. So it'll allow more oxygen to go in there and feed the root system as it grows and develops.
Okay. Higher mathematics this morning on Green Country Gardener.
Yes.
800-749-5936 is a telephone number to call on this Veterans Day morning, and we will continue with your phone calls in just a bit.
The smell of fall is in the air. The Friday night football games, cool weather, and the evening cookouts. Mm-hmm. All of this can change in a matter of moments. Protect yourself. Protect your family. With Advantage Benefits from American Heritage Bank, you can provide peace of mind to your family. Visit us at ahb-ok.com to see how we can help protect your family and their futures. American Heritage Bank, member FDIC.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod: Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Stock up on pet supplies at Peter's True Value in Dewey. Right now, a 50-pound bag of Pet Expert dry dog food, only $16.99 while supplies last. Formulated with 100% balanced nutrition, giving dogs the energy and nourishment they need. Packed with protein for strong bones and with the savory beef flavor dogs love. Shop for this great bargain of the month and other pet supplies today. Peter's True Value in Dewey. Behind every project is a true value.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
I'm Dave Hunziker, and you've got the Bruins, Cardinals, Cowboys, and more on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And it is Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning at 800-749-5936. And before we get back to calls and talking about gardens, Ben Nicholas is checking in from Dewey at the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub. And Ben, a little bit of noise on the line as you try to maybe readjust your antenna just a little bit, but what's going on this morning for you? Okay, he's apparently not ready. I'll try to come back to him a little bit later on. 800-749-5936. Larry, you and I were talking about cannas and covering up the graft.
Right. Cannas, bananas, and a lot of people ask this question, should I cut back my ornamental grasses at this point in time?
Yes.
That's probably one of the bigger questions we've had this week, and the answer is no.
Okay. Don't do it.
Don't cut it back. Go ahead and enjoy the texture and the color of the grass. It changes in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be kind of pretty in the snow to have this grass coming up.
Okay.
So it also, having the grass persist on there, does help in insulation between the cold weather we get and so on. So, and it also helps preserve a little bit of moisture, having some protection on the top there too. So the answer is wait till St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
middle
okay.
of March, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the time you'll pick a particular holiday event on the calendar to time some of those things just so that people can put it on their, you know, on their calendar.
Easy to remember, and it gives you all winter long to get your chainsaw ready or whatever to cut the stuff down.
Exactly. Good morning, caller. You're next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was just calling to find out there's a Veterans Day parade today.
There is. Locally in Bartlesville, it's 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock in Nowata. And I would say just because 11:11, that most communities would have their Veterans Day parade at 11 o'clock.
So thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Happy to help out. I don't know all around the listing area, but I would say it would be a safe guess that 11 o'clock would be good for most Veterans Day parade.
Right. Another one is, can I plant fescue grass? And we discussed this last week.
Yes, you did.
In detail. And you need a two-week forecast to see if it's going to stay warm enough for the fescue grass to germinate. And from the looks of things this week, if you started, you know, last week, I think you'd probably be in pretty good shape. And it'll come up. Whether or not it'll reach the wide blade stage, I don't know at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But if we continue to have the weather we've been having this week up into next week, cross your fingers.
Well, looking at it right now, and then again, forecasts change frequently, but looking at highs early part of the week, 60-ish, and midweek, looking more highs upper 40s. So
yeah, that's pretty good fescue establishing weather.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we should still have some pretty good luck. On a calendar basis, though, our advice is to put the seed in the garage and wait for the spring window.
Okay.
Not the first of February to put it down. But it's I would get it of seed maybe to do it twice if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So but anyway, give it a shot. It wouldn't hurt. It only takes 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
So that's really not that much seed.
Not a whole lot of seed, yeah.
Yeah, I know you carry the five-star blend because it is a blend of different fescues, so that something is going to work well in your yard.
Something will come up and do well, yeah. If you want some winter cover, you might want to go and find some annual rye.
Okay.
We don't carry it, but we can get some for you if you want it. And it'll come up in about 3 to 5 days, and it'll cover your grass, your soil.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to hold it until you can get maybe some Bermuda seed established next May some fescue established in the next window in the spring.
Okay.
But important thing is not to apply it too heavily. Otherwise, you'll just have a big, thick mess and you get fungus and whatnot. So just that anywhere between 6 and 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet is kind of a magic number on being successful with your fescue grass application.
And again, at first glance, when you're not thinking about it too much, it kind of makes sense to put down a whole bunch because I want it to sprout right away.
Keep in mind, these new fescues are rhizomatous, and they send out, kind of like iris, they send out little rhizomes, and they get bigger.
Yeah.
That little seed does not. You're going to get more than one grass blade. You're going to get a bunch of them out of that one seed. So you don't have to put it on densely to get a good density. It's better for the grass if it isn't as dense.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay.
What else we do in our lawns? Make sure the leaves are cleaned up off the fescue.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed this year the leaves have been falling a little bit slower than normal.
Okay.
So that's good. Gives you time in between to rake the leaves.
Yeah.
Unless you live in Woodland Park. I lived there for a while. Jeez. You have this mountain of leaves.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. But anyway, so try to keep that off of there.
Okay.
Keep your fescue mowed at 2.5 or 2 inches to 2.5 inches high. You don't want to cut it really low. Keep it up. Keep it up there pretty good.
Yeah.
A good, rich, thick, dark fescue lawn is easily acquired by mowing it higher than you might want to. So put the lawnmower on the driveway and reach underneath there with the motor off, of course.
Please.
And measure the distance between the blade and the driveway. And it should be about 2 to 2.25 inches.
Okay. And for other grass varieties as we go into the winter, a little bit of length probably wouldn't hurt?
Right. Bermuda grass, this is not the time to scalp the Bermuda grass.
Yeah.
That's done in the spring. Because I did experiment one year where I did scalp part of the yard in the fall to see what happens. Well, it had a probably about an 80% return. A lot of it died out. And the other, it filled in, in the middle of May. It was fine.
Sure.
But still, it does set it back. If it does get really, if we have a cold spell coming in that is not preceded by precipitation, you can have some dieback on your Bermuda grass if it doesn't have that layer of insulation on it.
Okay. 800-749-5936 is the telephone to call. We'll take a break and take some of your phone calls on the other side as we continue on this Veterans Day morning with Green Country Gardener.
United Rentals. You've got yard fencing augers. You've got lawn aerators, sod cutters. Seriously, you've got that kind of stuff there?
Yep, sure do. Use a sod cutter if you need to move some sod from your backyard and move it. We've got the lawn aerator, help your lawn out. And a lot of people are putting in their own fence, and you need the auger to drill your post holes. And in this country, there's a lot of rocks, so you need the jackhammer to get through the rock to get your post set. 3801 Southeast Nowata Road, 918-333-9580.
We're out here at the Gusher Car Wash, and you made a stop before actually running your car through the wash. What you doing?
I'm trying to get the bugs off the front end of the car before I go through the car wash.
So then you're going to run through the gusher and get a nice clean car?
Yes.
Is it going to vacuum the car out afterwards or head on out?
Yeah, I always do that too.
So that's one reason you chose the gusher then, is because of the vacuum?
Yes.
You're a regular gusher customer, I assume?
Yes, I am.
Go to the gusher today. The Gusher Car Wash on US 75 South in Bartlesville.
Fall is for planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has great selection of pansies, violas, and ornamental kale. Fall is also the time to sow fescue seed, and Green Thumb has 5-star fescue blend in stock. Check out their great selection of new trees and shrubs for fall planting. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses opens 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5, Sunday.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
800-749-5936. It's the telephone number that called on this edition of Green Country Gardener. And now checking in from downtown Dewey on Green Country Gardener, Ben Nicholas on the line. Ben, what's going on that you need to tell us about this morning?
Hey, Mr. Tarbaletti. Yeah, we're out at Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub out in Dewey right now for the Two Tall Ogies Ottoman of Swamp Meat. And they're setting up, they're going on, and we are setting up getting ready for consumer calls on the road this morning. But a whole lot of good things going on out here. We have t-shirts, hubcaps, all sorts of like automotive parts and things out here. Dave Crawford is out looking around, browsing around right now as we speak, and finding out what all is going on here at the Automotive Swap Meet. But like I said, we're at Heritage Theater right now and doing a lot of good things. We have some giveaways, and of course you can come in and get some food here. They have all sorts of good things, and we've been discussing cinnamon rolls this morning.
I was going to say cinnamon rolls would be the major topic.
I believe that is on the menu for today. We want to thank, real quick, all our sponsors. We have a lot of sponsors here for this remote. Two Tall Oakies, Signs and Such, Half Dollar Cafe, Ben's Auto Shop, no relation to me. The Market, Oklahoma Girl Boutique, once again, Cosm Sign and Upscale Boutique, Vintage Loft, Simple Simon's Pizza Buffet, Jericho Tile and Carpet, Stowed Outfitters, Hopkins Pharmacy, Dewey Drug, Linger Longer Antiques, VG Marketplace, Mims Antiques, Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub, DFR Autoworks, K's Antiques, Red Dirt Soap Company, Imaging Concepts, P&M Tree Service, and Tom Mix Museum. All sorts of sponsors out here. And this is a big deal, and a lot of people are out and about right now. You still have plenty of time to come out here for the Dewey Automotive Swap Meet, and we encourage you to do so. Come see us. Of course, come see all the vendors out here and see what they have to offer. It's on Don Tyler in Dewey. If you know anything about Dewey, you can't miss Don Tyler. It's like the biggest street there is. So come on out here. They have it all blocked off. Come out, walk around, hang out with the kids. It's a gorgeous morning out there. It's a little chilly, but it's not too windy. It's not too cold. It's just like that perfect winter temperature. So come on out here. Come enjoy it, and we'll be checking in as we go through consumer calls on the road this morning, Charlie.
Okay, thank you very much. Ben Nicholas with us this morning, checking in on Green Country Gardener. 800-749-5936, the telephone number to get you on the air. And we were talking about the repairing of maybe some dead spots or something in the lawn with some fescue seed to get you through the wintertime.
Yeah, that's right. You want to consider doing that right now at this point. Fertilize your fescue grass also. Do not fertilize your Bermuda or your zoysia. It won't use it.
Okay.
Just wasting your money. So,
well, and I think, again, there is the little voice in your head that said, oh, that nitrogen will still be there in the spring.
No. It'll be down in the water table.
Yeah.
So you want to wait for that anyway to happen. So don't do anything to that Bermuda grass.
Okay.
Okay. Trees, of course, all the time, always time to plant trees.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we got a bunch of them to put in the back of the truck and plant this weekend, so that's coming up.
Okay.
Pretty good. At the nursery, we've got pansies, all kinds of pansies. The flowering kale is starting to really exhibit some colors.
We were driving by somebody's, actually I think walking by somebody's yard this past week, and it was just a beautiful display of different shades of purples and almost a pink.
Right. Yeah. There's a pink. There's a kind of a creamy white color.
Yeah.
And a purple flowering kale and red. A reddish color. Mm-hmm. And as the nighttime temperatures get consistently cool, which hasn't happened a whole lot yet, the color intensifies even more.
Mm-hmm.
So they're real pretty plants. And they're not too tasty, but they're not inedible.
Yeah, the rabbits in your backyard might like
it. Yeah, whatever. But anyway, they're very attractive in the landscape. Put them somewhere by the front door, maybe groups of odd number groups, mm-hmm. 3-5 or so. And then put some little pansies around them. And it makes a really intense color show for the winter, for the whole winter.
Would it work in like a ceramic planter, or does it need to be underground?
With limited success.
Okay.
If they get too dry, they will not survive the cold very well. Mm-hmm. The flowering kales will not. So you want to make sure they're fairly moist throughout the winter. Not sopping wet, but average moisture is what they require.
Yeah.
And when you do plant them, you want to prepare the soil so the roots has a chance to grow out. And as warm as the soil is at this point in time, they should go ahead and root in before it gets too cold. A good layer of mulch on the surface will also insulate the soil somewhat from the cold, so okay. it stays warmer longer, so it'll establish a lot better.
Sounds good.
So anyway, flowering kale and pansies, good time to plant right now.
Excellent.
Good deal. And, you know, color shrubs. We talked about the dwarf nandinas.
Right.
They give you some winter color. Mm-hmm. The burning bush, we've sold a few of those. They're really putting on a really big show this fall, too. It's a variety of euonymus. Back at school, we called them winged euonymus.
Okay.
Elton John, I guess, is popular in the 70s. And wings.
Well, that'd be Paul McCartney, but yeah.
Paul McCartney, that's right.
You know, well, Elton John was popular in the 70s, but you're reaching for Paul McCartney.
So they were called winged euonymus. I imagine they still are back in school. But anyway, they're called wings because they have this characteristic bark that has, for lack of a better term, wings on it.
Okay.
Yeah, you break the stem off and it flies. No, no, not really.
But those are the little things that whirly gig down from the trees.
Yes, the maple trees. Yeah. But anyway, and they're really grown for their carefree characteristics. They really don't have any insect problems at all. And the fall color just can't be beat. They get fairly large. Don't put them close to the house.
Yes.
Put them out away from the house, next to the fence, or even in a grouping in the yard. They associate real well with crepe myrtles and maiden grasses and things. So you have in your bed, you have some color. They do well with yopons and things with some winter interest, boxwoods and dwarf nandinas and so you might work up your dwarf yopon holly associates nicely with the good textural contrast and color contrast in the fall and winter too. So anyway, the branching characteristics of these plants is dense enough to where it does make a bit of a show in the winter. Also, they have fruit on them, if you'd call it that.
Okay.
At least the birds do.
Well, they're not that. If biologically they're a fruit, that's what we'll call them.
Anyway, they do exhibit some color as far as that's concerned. Up close, you see some good color on them. And the birds do like them. If you don't want the birds, just cut them back pretty far in the spring, and they'll come up about waist high up to breast height without any seeds on them the first year. So.
Sounds good. Good morning, caller. You're next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Good morning. Is it too early or is it the right time to cut back the clematis?
Clematis, fine. Oh, yeah, it's time. Yeah, you've got all winter basically to do that. So the latest time would be mid-February.
But she can do it fine right now with no problem.
Sure. Cut it back to the main scaffolds, which is the main vine coming up and some of the branches coming out. And if there's a whole lot of accumulation up on the top, you want to cut that out too.
Okay, how far from it? I don't want to cut it all the way back to like 6 inches for the whole thing.
No, not really. If you've got one that's really successfully attached to a trellis or an arbor or something, you want to basically cut it back to that point on the arbor. You don't want to cut it back down low to the ground. That'll give you a bit more stratification of blooms in the spring when they occur, if you keep the main scaffolds there.
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
Now, I know you can. It won't hurt the plant if you do cut it back, but you lose the advantage of all that.
I've had customers ritualistically cut them all the way to the ground, and they come up and they have blooms. All right here.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
All right there, that little area. So if they're on a trellis and they're attached to the trellis, take borrow Kevin's diesel-powered hedge trimmers and cut them vertically, away from the trellis.
Yeah.
So you still have the main branch coming on, and then get the shears and cut them off the top, and then they'll do okay.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, very good. We were talking about... something.
Winged
euonymus. Yeah, burning bush. Yeah. And where to plant them. Keep in mind they get fairly large. Even the compact, don't let the word compact fool you. That doesn't mean small. It means it has a dense branching habit. Still gets the height you want. Okay. They'll get up to 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
This advantage of the burning bush is they have a fairly short lifespan. You'll probably get 20, 25 years out of them. And they start to kind of fall apart.
Okay.
So they get a stem disease. They just get old. They kind of die out. Yeah. Another thing is sometimes if the birds don't gobble up the seeds or if they deposit them nearby, you've got all kinds of little burning buds coming up everywhere, which can be to your advantage if you want a nice hedgerow of them.
Okay.
Another disadvantage if you do want a hedgerow is they have kind of a difficult time being consistent unless you really cut them back every year and you prepare your soil on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. Then that consistency will be somewhat reduced.
Okay.
So it doesn't really make a good hedge per se. It makes a good informal hedge mm-hmm. that has a natural shape to it. And with the fall color, it's just brilliant. And the care is just non-existent. The leaves will tend to bleach a little bit in the full hot sun.
Yeah.
So if there are some trees planted to the west of it, it'll be more successful than if not.
Okay.
So there are a few little things to look out for.
But a nice plant.
As far as care, there is no care to it.
Just sit back and enjoy it. Occasionally enjoy trim it.
And if it gets 120 degrees in the summertime, some of the leaves will fall off and your shell will be kind of small. And if you do cut it back occasionally, it'll come up and have a good dense growing habit and very attractive shape to it. Do fine. Okay, so yeah, winged euonymus or burning bush is a very good one to choose in the landscape.
We'll take our final break and continue with Green Country Gardener in just a bit. 800-749-5936. More in just a moment.
Stock up on pet supplies at Peter's True Value in Dewey. Right now, a 50-pound bag of Pet Expert dry dog food, only $16.99 while supplies last. Formulated with 100% balanced nutrition, giving dogs the energy and nourishment they need. Packed with protein for strong bones and with the savory beef flavor dogs love. Shop for this great bargain of the month and other pet supplies today. Peter's True Value in Dewey. Behind every project is a true value.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overly's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Fall means mowing on hot days are soon over, but at Four Seasons Ag & Lawn, it means great deals on Bobcat mowers. Four Seasons Ag & Lawn has a double-engine warranty on all Bobcats in stock. Four Seasons is offering you the best Bobcat warranty in Oklahoma, starting with 5 years, 500 hours, all the way up to 6 years, 2,750 hours on commercial mowers. Now, nobody can touch that. A double-engine warranty on your new Bobcat, only at Four Seasons Ag & Lawn, 3 miles southwest of Ula. On 169.
And this is becoming quite the battle. The 2-2 pitch on the way.
With the support of Major League Baseball, Stand Up To Cancer is fighting to end cancer.
Hit high, hit deep.
And we won't stop until
it's gone!
Stand up for the 16 million people living with cancer in the U.S. and Canada. Join us at standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Open up the champagne. 800-749-5936. Just about 6.5 minutes left to go on Green Country Gardener. More than enough time for your questions. Larry Glass ready to answer your questions this morning along the garden line. And 800-749-5936, the telephone number.
Right. We were talking about the burning bush.
Yes, we were.
We talked earlier about Firepower Dwarf Nandina.
Mm-hmm.
They have a brilliant fall color. The leaves on the Dwarf Nandina persist throughout the winter.
Yes.
Whereas a burning bush doesn't, of course.
No, they kind of are. Mm-hmm.
But you get some cardinals going into your burning bush, so you get some color there.
Oh, there you go. I like that
there
idea.
There you go. So, anyway, houseplants. We have a greenhouse full of houseplants right now. Everything from Lagonemas to cactus. Our giant cactus blooms this last week. Well, it had lots of blooms on it this year.
That's the one at the nursery, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We have this thing. It goes way up into the rafters, and it's... It's kind of a cool plant.
It is.
And it's big. But it bloomed rather profusely this year.
Great.
So anyway, that's kind of going on at the nursery. We have the African violets. A bunch of those right now. Some carnivorous plants.
Yes.
So some cool stuff like that, too.
I think a lot of people will increase their indoor plant population mm-hmm. for the wintertime.
And our wind chimes have arrived.
Oh, good. Those are the ones that are specifically tuned.
Exactly. Yeah. And big old boxes came in. They all say "Made in USA" on them. So they're just the good stuff.
Yeah. Sounds great.
They're tuned. They sound really good. They're beautiful. The colors on them are really nice. So if you need a gift for somebody, well, Oklahoma's full of wind and hot air, so the so wind chimes do very well
ship
here.
Ship one off to your favorite congressman. Okay.
So we've got the wind chimes coming up for Christmas gifts. Poinsettias will be coming in in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's, it's the 11th. So
Yes.
So, about 10 days we'll be getting some of those in. Typically the week of Thanksgiving is when they arrive. People are decorating their houses for that. We'll have the roping and the wreaths and whatnot for that too.
So. I know we'll talk more about it as the time gets closer, but you typically have some great tips on how to choose a good poinsettia plant.
Exactly. And they're grown in a greenhouse and they're maintained in a greenhouse and they're watered properly. So when you bring them home, they're going to be at their physical peak.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll take a while for you to destroy them. So I have those right now. Annuals, we talked about pansies. And impatiens are an annual that are very popular. They did very well this year.
They did.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, there was a blight going around, which negatively affected the impatiens. Apparently, it's run its course, as hopefully will the Rosette's disease run its course the next few years, too. It'll just kind of be a thing of the past, hopefully.
Good.
So they're coming out with new varieties of those also. So impatiens, I actually have some still in bloom in the backyard.
Great. Well, so. They will survive those overnight freezes for
a year. No, they won't.
Well, yours didn't get bit then.
No, the ones in the front yard, boy, they got totally flattened. But the ones in the backyard with all the shielding that's back there, they did okay.
Okay. Good morning, caller. You're next up on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Hi. I'm thinking about starting a terrarium. I think that's what it's called.
I don't know if you're on speakerphone or what, but you're apparently you want to start a terrarium. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Let's turn the radio off. Yeah, not better.
That might help. But again, so wants to start a terrarium.
Terrariums. You want to pick a fairly large glass vessel of some kind, and pick out plants.
Well, this one looks to be about 8 or 10 inches across.
Whoa.
And about 12 inches tall.
Okay.
Okay. So it's tall, but not long. Okay.
About an upright, kind of like a deflated basketball, a little bit.
Have a certain kind of soil.
Yeah, you want to use a soil that's very, very light to the touch. In other words, you take the bag and pick it up, and you should feel like kind of like a pillow. You should be very resilient and very lightweight. If you use some of that cob potting soil, you get some of the cheaper stuff has decomposed pine bark in it. And that'll just build up with fungus and whatnot in there and just make it kind of ugly. So you want something real lightweight. You want to start with a gravel base on it. You can use decorative gravel underneath your potting soil. And that helps That helps to reserve a bit of water. When you do water and it goes through, it keeps the soil from getting too soggy. And
what kind of plants do best inside of a thing like that?
Well, it depends on the theme you want to follow with it. If you want a more tropical theme, there are some prayer plants and some others.
I don't really have a theme. I just want to try to grow something else.
Okay.
we have stuff that is really hard to kill.
We have succulent plants if you want to go with the desert theme. And we have some tropical looking plants on that. So if you want to look really, really tropical, then you might consider getting some of the miniature palms. We've got a whole line of these at the nursery. And
might just come in and see what you got.
Exactly. But the prerequisites are very important. You need to have not really hot direct sunlight, perhaps a north or an east window on the house somewhere. And artificial light will work pretty well with these plants, too. So
And what do you do about the watering type thing? Do you water it once and forget it?
Oh, no. You have to, if it's open in the top, you will have to.
No, it's closed.
Okay, if it's closed then, you can probably, it'll be pretty well on its own.
It makes its own moisture then?
Yeah. You really don't want to seal it up. You need to let some air get out because it'll just turn into a kind of a
steam kettle.
Yeah, just kind of like something that's been stuck under the bed for a while, you know. So you do want to have some breathing on it, if you will. And the easy way to water is to drop a couple ice cubes in it now and then. That'll keep it watered pretty well. You know, that dehydrated water works real well.
Okay. Thank you so much for the call. And stop
okay,
by.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Charlie, have a good week. Keep your shovel sharp. We'll see you next week.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.